Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. With the news that Judge Joyce Heinrichs has rescinded a plea deal between the three suspects arrested in connection with the stabbing death of Douglas Anderson Jourday, the focus on the victims of violent crimes becomes headline news. The family of Anderson Jourday contacted District Attorney candidate Arnie Klein, who used the plea deals given the case, as a campaign issue against Assistant DA Elan Furpo, who was also a candidate for the DA's office. Despite campaign issues, the DA's office will host the 7th Annual Candlelight Vigil in honor of the victims of crime on April 10th at the Adorney Center in Eureka. Police are calling it a double homicide, the killing of two men last week in a Harris Avenue home, but friends of one of the victims, Richard Story, are calling it something much deeper. 60-year-old Story was owner of a native plant nursery and so had lots of friends. Many of them are gathering this weekend for a celebration of Story's life. He was shot in his home last week, and police say he was shot once in the head. Friends of Richard Story are gathering at Sequoia Park Zoo Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. to celebrate his life. They've taken out an ad in the paper to say that all friends and family are welcome. Already they're raising again questions about the justice system and how a man with a record in psychiatric history was able to be free. How often does screaming or yelling by homeless people bother you? The Eureka Police Department wants to know. It's part of a survey they are conducting to find out what Eureka residents think about the homeless people situation and how they're affected by them. The short computer survey asks how often you are negatively impacted by homeless people with signs of mental health or drug problems. It asks about what problems bother you the most, yelling and screaming, verbal abuse, fighting, panhandling, or those shopping carts. Included in the list are strollers left behind and people who appear delusional or psychotic. It wants to know where those problems happen and how often. Finally, it wants to know how much you alter your plans because of these behaviors. Police are again looking at the policy of early jail release, allowing possibly dangerous people out of jail without money or surveillance, keeping an eye on them. Sheriff Mike Downey said the jail allows people to stay the night if they have nowhere to go, but they cannot make them stay if they can care for themselves.
We have 12,000-13,000 arrests a year that go through, or bookings that go through that facility. That's a huge number of people. Let's say 3,700, we figure 3,700 of them come in for being under the influence and are released once they are able to clearly care for themselves. So we have to be cognizant of the fact that we cannot arbitrarily just violate someone's civil rights.
You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With Eureka's wastewater project high and dry, city officials are trying to decide what to do. Apex Directional Drilling walked off the site of the Martin Slough project near the municipal golf course yesterday, and I found Acting City Manager Mike Knight and others huddling in a Eureka City Hall office, among them former City Manager Dave Tyson. With me, Mike Knight would only confirm that the contractor had walked off the job. He declined to be interviewed on tape, tensely saying only, "We're in a meeting right now." The contractor said the company had been misled as to the type of soil it would be dealing with, misled by city officials and the engineering firm they hired. The Apex Directional Drilling president said he had offered to cover some of the cost overruns, but city officials declined to be flexible. So Apex Company President Mike Lochner said he had no choice but to quit. Stay tuned. Do you want to be a cop? Law Enforcement Training Center at the College of the Redwoods will be hosting a testing for upcoming academy class tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Candidates will undergo a physical exam in the morning and then take the post-entry exam battery in an effort to become part of the next scheduled academy class in July. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Sol.